T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You see, they changed the logo they have up on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. They have the British flag in the background.
Yeah. You know, they're wearing the old school starter jackets, man.
I saw them.
See those?
Yeah, they're cool.
We got ours. We haven't rolled ours out yet.
The Big Ben in the background. No, it's cool. Listen, the last time the Eagles were in London, I saw people tweeting about it today. 1989, was it? And it was a preseason game. They used to have the American Bowl, and it wasn't even a real game.
Oh, I remember
it was a preseason game.
I remember the American Bowl, yeah. I used to look forward to that thing.
Remember?
In the preseason, yeah.
When you didn't realize preseason football was worthless and meaningless. I guess back then it wasn't. It was different, right?
Right.
But there was a picture of Jerome Brown I saw out there floating around. And but Gizmo Williams was the star of that preseason game. He had a touchdown, and then he did a flip after the touchdown. He did a running, a forward flip on the field.
Gizmo Williams.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I think Buddy Ryan after the game said the jury's still out on him.
Oh, yeah.
And he ended up getting cut. He didn't even make the team.
Oh, so Buddy knew he was going to cut.
Wait, he was a CFL punt returner,
Gizmo,
wide receiver.
Yeah.
5'6" and like Sproulsy, but a wide receiver.
Yeah. For Gizmo Williams.
So that's what I remember from it. But I love the idea of having games over in England.
Well, especially if it doesn't cost us a home game.
Yeah, what does it matter? Yeah, well, that's really what it comes down to. Yeah. You're right. Because that matters.
Yes.
It definitely matters. All right, let's get back to the phones. We have Dear Ike this segment, too. So hang tight. Ryan, South Jersey. Hi, Ryan.
Ike and Reese, what's up, baby?
What's up? What's up, Ryan?
Yo, Ike, I met you at the Jets preseason game. Got a picture with you. You got me like 100 likes on Instagram. Thanks, man.
Oh, holla at your boy.
Nice, nice.
All right,
two things. One, I think I might have an idea why Wentz has a lower back soreness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, we'll start with that.
Okay, I'm on Instagram, on Wentz's Instagram, and on October 16th, he got a brand new giant bed that takes up like half of his room, right? And he has a huge shout out. And we all know that, you know, new beds, if they don't agree with you, they can give you some lower back pain. Now, that was on October 16th. And by October 17th, there were reports that he had a stiff back going into the Giants game on October 18th.
Damn, and one night it happened?
That's it.
I mean, one bad sleep, yeah, I mean, you know.
Maybe he got the new bed because of there was an exist. Maybe the back was hurting him, and he said, well, man, I got to get a new bed. Maybe the old bed gave him the initial injury, and the new bed was almost like a hyperbaric chamber effect to try to help him.
Maybe. Now, I got another little tidbit of info for you. When I was looking for a bed last December, I went to a place in Deptford, and the guy said, he was showing me the same bed Patriots quarterback.
Tom Brady.
Drew
Brees.
Duh, right? Listen, I'm having
Drew
a radio
Bledsoe.
Moment. This is.
It's
I'm
all
so
right,
nervous.
Man.
I know. Look, so give me a break, man. It's my first time calling.
Mm-hmm.
So
long time listener.
So the guy said, this is the Tom Brady of beds. I said, well, give me the Wentz of beds. And he said, well, it's right over here, right? So Tom Brady and Wentz have the exact same bed, but Wentz is the firm version and Brady is the soft version. That's via the guy in Deptford at the mattress store.
Oh, there you go. Well, Ike, you're a mattress expert. I can't take it anymore. But thank you. We appreciate it.
What the hell was that?
I mean, he has a theory. Wait,
was that a joke? I don't know.
No, it wasn't
a joke.
No, he thinks it's bed related. He thinks it's
should have went to mattress firm.
That's what I'm saying.
Right, what is that? It's turnable adjustable base. What is that?
Yeah, exactly.
It's awesome. Let's go to Eleanor.
Appreciate the call, Ryan.
Eleanor in West Philly. Hi, Ellie.
Hey, Ellie.
Hi. How are both of you?
How are you? I am okay.
I ain't doing too well.
What's the matter, Ike?
Well, we're 3-4, and I'm looking at...
Sparty just got embarrassed over the weekend.
Hey, do we have to keep going back to that?
And by the way, I called Siri to see what the outcome of that game was, and I was feeling for you.
Oh, okay.
Saturday. Yeah. Yes.
Let's go ahead and move on. Because we're bringing up old okay. feelings. Yes.
Okay, so here's something else. Oh, real quick, but I really do have something important to say. But this is happy birthday to you, belated. Or should I just say, I'm early. I'm calling for next year.
That's very early, Ellie.
Okay. All right. So here is what I'm calling to do. I'm calling to flip the script.
Okay.
I had a friend years ago that I noticed in the trunk of his car he had an American flag. I said, "Well, why do you have an American flag in there?" He said, "I refuse to let the conservatives own the American flag. So I have one, and I put my flag out on holidays and so forth and so on." So he flipped the script on them. I'm flipping the Eagles, what do you call yourselves, realists?
Realists. I'm an Eagles realist, yes.
Okay, I'm flipping it. I'm not giving you the term realist. I'm taking the term realist. I can have the term realist. And what we mean by it is that we still feel that there is plenty of possibility of us going to the playoffs, and once we get there, we don't know what's going to happen. We could have lightning in the bottle or whatever you want to call it.
Fire in the bottle, too.
It's still open to us. So we're not letting you claim the term realist.
I called it first, though.
We feel we're being totally realistic when we have these attitudes, intentions, et cetera.
All right.
Ike, you with me, Ike?
You know I'm with you, Ellie, all the way.
Yeah, but you can't take it from me because you won it. I called it first, right? I called it first. It's like when you call shotgun, you can't just say, well, no, you call shotgun, you get to sit in the front seat, right?
No, you get to sit in the front seat because I'm sitting in the front seat, whether you call
shotgun
what
you do?
Or not. Exactly.
You just press
Debo.
Somebody over your head.
Debo.
or that. No, you're not taking Eagles realist. No, Eagles realist last year was a negative term that infuriated me. Right. Eagles realist this year, unfortunately, I feel like
it's a negative term that infuriates me.
It is. It's a negative term that infuriates you. And I feel bad saying. I'm not trying to grow my base by saying jump on to my Eagles realist 2018. It's just...
Man, I'm trying to stop your base from growing.
This has been a weird year, and as we're 3-4 looking to Jacksonville, they get a win on Sunday 4-4. Mm-hmm. That makes you feel a lot better going into the bye week. They mm-hmm. lose on Sunday, then it's just gonna be mass evacuation from the Eagles. Right, 3-5. You can sit there and make the case they can still do it. Well, yeah, sure. Technically, they can still do
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Good luck trying to get me to make that case.
They could go on a little bit of a roll. They could make the playoffs. I'm not saying that the season's over. I'm not trying to be negative. I'm not saying that, like, oh, the season's over, whatever. What I'm saying is that the realist in me tells me that this is just going to be one of these seasons, man.
Mm-hmm.
One of these disappointing seasons, and you hope that you can do better in 2019.
So,
no. That's how I feel.
I rebuke that, Satan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.